What do you sweep with?
The broom.
Say the broom's in the corner and the door is open. You say the broom is where compared
behind
to
the door.
Okay. Years ago on Monday, women used to do their
wash.
On Tuesday, what did they do?
They ironed.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
The laundry.
The place in town where, say, someone, a bachelor, might have his shirts done is called what?
The laundry.
How would you get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house?
Go up steps.
Do you have a different word you say for inside?
Well, I guess steps. The stairs would be inside and the steps would be on the front porch.
Those take you upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is built outside the door to walk on, put chairs on?
A porch.
You have any other names you've ever used?
Something there's called a veranda.
What do you call the little one over the door?
The little stoop.
Stoop. All right. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Mm-hmm. Have a second floor balcony.
What do you call the one upstairs?
Just balcony.
What do you call the one back porch?
Back porch.
Does it make any difference whether it had a roof on it or not?
Mm, it makes a lot of difference. Some people didn't have a roof on.
Oh. Any difference in the name?
No.
If the door's open and you don't want it that way, you tell somebody
to shut the door.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
The siding or the flat boards.
Now, we're talking about principal parts of a word. You say, every day I take my car into town.
Drive into town.
And yesterday I
drove into town.
Every day, let's see. I've driven
many days.
Okay. What do you call the part of the house, the top of the house?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof to carry water on?
The gutters.
All right. What do you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
The woodshed.
How about for storing tools?
Tool shed.
Now, we're talking about a little outside house, an outdoor toilet. What words do y'all use?
The back house.
Any other words?
The privy.
Privy. Any other words?
Some that I won't repeat.
Oh, okay. In talking about the principal parts again of a word, I'd say, did you, that noise?
Hear that noise.
And you'd say,
yeah, I heard it.
And I have what many times?
I've heard it many times.
All right. If I asked you if you know a person, you might say no, but
I've heard of him.
Heard of him. If a friend came back into town, another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, No,
I haven't.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. We're talking about a man that's let his farm get all run down and he just doesn't seem to care. You might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just
doesn't care.
All right. You're thinking about houses again. And what kind of house would you say this is?
It's a
home. Can you tell me the difference you might say between a house and a home?
Well, a home's where there's love and living and learning and sharing and being with one another. And a house is where somebody says, don't sit on that chair, you might soil it, or where the people just come to eat and sleep.
All right. Now, we're talking about the big building.